The morale was very high, and it was characterized by quite some enthusiastic and joyful fans. The whole occasion started off with long queues of vehicles which were making their way to the stadium, and it was very difficult for people to get there because of the congestion, and this was quite evident that most people really wanted to watch that match. Most big companies actually gave their players some afternoon off to go and witness this occasion, and this is quite evident that the companies are now starting to come back into soccer, and that is really challenged by us as the board. And also the fans also came in their thousands, and they nearly filled up the National Sports Stadium, which is an occasion which we last witnessed some 4 or 5 years ago.
Mr. Giddy, what do you think now needs to be done for Zimbabwe to take soccer to the next level after this match?
I tend to be corrected that spending US$800,000 or however much we spend on this match was not a good decision in terms of what could have been done with that kind of money in our nation. The next big step is for us to then invest in our team, not just for this particular game, but in terms of what the future holds, whether we will be able to keep the team together, whether we will be able to ensure that there are more games that the team can play. More importantly, that football at the grassroots level keeps growing, because football is not about the current players. It's about the development of players who can take over from others as others retire, others come in.
Mr. Kasu, do you agree with many who say squabbles within FIFA are the major hindrance to the development of soccer in the country?
Yeah, that is very true. Surely there's nobody, there's no company, no organization which is willing to invest its money where squabbles are prevalent. And under those circumstances, obviously, you'll be chasing away those investors. I read a certain article which was saying, if there is no corporate governance in any industry, obviously, at the end of the day, investment or capital will flow away from that particular industry. And one of those issues is the question of squabbles. If squabbles are pertinent, then at the end of the day, you find people will be scared away. So this is one thing which we are trying to avoid as much as possible in our new board. We want to move as a single entity and make sure that we attract those much-required sponsors.
What are the major challenges that you are facing regards sponsorship and all the other problems that are stopping Zimbabwe soccer from getting to the next level?
It's unfortunate that my counterpart there has got differing views in as far as this project was concerned. I always believe that if you want good investment in future or returns from your investment, you should be able to invest in the initial stages. And definitely there is a lot which the Football Fraternity of Zimbabwe is going to accrue from that particular match. A lot of lessons were learned which will assist in the development of soccer in Zimbabwe. As we talk today, Zimbabwe is currently involved in so many tournaments, which include the CHAN, which also include the Africa Cup of Nations, and also future World Cup matches which are going to come up, COSAFA and the like. And if you look at the team which was there yesterday, it was blended of some experienced players, and the majority of the players were youngsters who do have a lot of future in the country. It also assisted us to prepare for the forthcoming match, which we are going to play on Sunday versus Seychelles. And most of the local-based players who were in there really got some good practice in that regard. If you want to compare the equation between the current economic hardships which are there in Zimbabwe and football development, I think it would be very unfortunate for people to think of maybe disregarding the football development to go to other areas. I think football also needs to be developed. I think that is my first comment. And looking at financial challenges, yes, just like any other country, be it in Africa or be it wherever, there are also challenges which affect football. And one of our major challenges at the moment, yes, is the financial backing. As you are aware, we are from a very difficult situation. And as we talk, there isn't much money circulating in our economy. And at the end of the day, you'd find that people tend to view football as a liability, but it is not a liability as far as I'm concerned. It is an asset. However, as we talk, the major challenge which we have is to try and source sponsorships for both the the national teams and also the Premier League. Not forgetting about the junior development, which he's talking about. Yes, we view junior development. I think currently we just had a team which went to Europe, I think in Spain, if not mistaken, which went there under 40s, and they performed extremely well. And those guys have actually been absorbed by other sponsors who are going to give them some scholarships and things like that. So it's not that we've totally forgotten about development of the juniors. That is within the cards, and I think Zimbabwe in the near future will be regarded as one of the top teams in Africa and also in the world as well.
Mr. Gidi, some African countries have seen their football or their soccer developing from grassroots level also mainly because they get support from their countrymen and countrywomen scattered around the world. What do you think other Zimbabweans who love soccer so much can do to help develop soccer in Zimbabwe?
Can I just respond briefly to something that was said earlier?
You can.
By Mr. Castro. Yes. I am not against us investing in football. My argument there's always been that if we are going to be spending said funds, we need to prioritize. And I think he will agree with me that there are other priorities at this time. In any other situation, it would be right for the state to invest such a large sum of money into a single game. What I'm looking at is the investment was into a single game. And Mr. Kasu will agree with me that probably if we had invested the same amount into the long-term development of football, that would have been a much better way of spending money. But back to your specific question, I think, and I feel strongly that maybe Mr. Kasu and Zifa need to engage with football lovers around the world, consult and talk to people and see what they can do. And I agree with you that most countries around the world rely on people in the diaspora to sort of support their national associations in whatever small way that they can. And I would be willing to be part of anything that will lead to us developing our football in Zimbabwe. I do not have a lot of money, but in the small way that I can, I'm willing to work with Mr. Kasu and others once the structures have been put in place where those in the diaspora can come in and participate in a way that's directed and controlled and led by Zifa.
Mr. Kasu, what do you say to that?
That is quite positive, really. If you find some Zimbabweans who are willing to come and partner us in as far as the promotion and development of the game is concerned, I think that is a worthwhile idea, which is worth pursuing. And we will look into that aspect, look at the structures, look at the way we could probably talk to our colleagues, and also their suggestions, I think, will also be entertained and welcomed in the process.
Back to you again, Mr. Kasu. You are in Zimbabwe, and you are in Zifa, right in the thick of things. Can Zimbabwe ever go back to those fabish days and even go a step further like other African countries they've done, like Nigeria, Ghana, to go to the World Cup and be on that international stage?
I don't find any reason why we should not go there. As we talk tomorrow, it was clearly demonstrated that we do have the talent, and the talent is in abundance. And as we talk today, I'm quite happy that we have ushered in a board which I think, in my own view, it has got vision in front of it. And also, we are saying the development aspects which we are talking about, if they are going to be put in place, they will also usher a new era in as far as our football is concerned. However, just to confirm that the future is there, look at what happened a few months ago. Zimbabwe managed to kick the COSAFA Cup, right? We managed to beat all the other nations in the region, and we managed to get it. As we talk today, we are about to qualify for the finals of the CHAN finals. And with the blending which we are going to do with our local players and the foreign-based players, definitely I find no reason why. If a country like Zimbabwe, which is currently ranked about 100 players, if it can match Brazil for the first 45 minutes and limit them to that small margin, and probably at the end of the game also limiting them to a 3-0 win, actually, I think it clearly talks volumes about the country. Brazil, let's not forget, it is the number one in the world. And really finding a country like ourselves managing to hold them to such a position, I think it is quite encouraging. And as we talk today, those guys only had 2 days of training. And if they had sufficient time of training together, I think it was going to be a different story.
Mr. Gidi, your final word on the way forward regarding Zimbabwe's soccer?
Yes, my belief is that Zimbabwean soccer has a lot of potential, and I agree with Ms. Kato that watching the match, the first 40 minutes, we gave as much as we took from Brazil, and that was encouraging. The future for us is ensuring that we can bring the team together for longer periods before matches, and that there is enough money to get the team together for longer periods. I think what was missing in that game from the layman's point of view was the ability to play together as a unit. There were very good and talented players on the pitch, but they just didn't play together. We're not aware of each other because, like Mr. Kato said, they didn't have enough time to prepare and work together. And I suppose that's one area that we need to improve. There is no reason why Zimbabwe shouldn't go to the Africa Cup of Nations and shouldn't become a household soccer nation in Africa. Because we've got the talent, we've got the raw talent. We just need to put in the money, we just need to put the technical support, and things will come together.
Mr. Kasu, your final word?
Yes, it's just to promise the world that I think I personally see, light at the end of the tunnel. And surely, I think if people continue to follow what is happening in Zimbabwe, I think some positive moves are going to be witnessed. But what is only wanted here is unit of purpose. We definitely need to make sure that we maintain the squad, we always update it, we also make sure that we've got technical expertise to soldier on in the process, and also make sure that all those who are interested in soccer, the corporate world, and also those friends of ours who are in the diaspora also comes in and assists us as much as we can. It is our country, it is our national team, and this success, I think, will assist everybody.